you know I'm having difficulty with you right from the start.
He may want a do-over.
How do you know her?
We met through a group of friends.
Or is the damage done?
You're not intimate with him. He's not your boyfriend. He's not your fiancé. He wanted to help you, right?
No, that's incorrect. We were intimate.
Judge Judy.
When somebody lies to a judge once, everything else that they say becomes suspect.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 21-year-old Reza Sadegzadeh is suing his former friend, 20-year-old Nicole Porter, for the value of a Cadillac that she damaged and subsequently had towed.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, this is case number 111 on the calendar in the matter of Sadegzadeh versus Porter.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Sir, have a seat.
Mr. Sadegzadeh, your complaint alleges that the defendant purchased a car from you. She's a friend of yours. She needed a car. You purchased the car. You let her drive it. She was supposed to pay you, according to you, $2,000 for the car. The car somehow got impounded and was sold by the towing company because the car wasn't picked up from whatever tow yard it was. You want your $2,000.
Correct.
The defendant says that while she had the car was a gift from you, so that if she lost the car, she lost her own car. It was a gift, and there was never an agreement that she would pay you any money for it. How do you know her?
We met through a group of friends.
By the way, something that I don't understand, and let's clarify it before we even start. You did say and you acknowledged that what you had agreed to was a $2,000 sales price, correct?
Well, I was just trying to give it to her whatever I got it for. It was just more of a favor. I wasn't trying to make any profit off of it. I was just trying to get her a car that's working that she could get from point A to point B.
Then can you explain to me why you're suing her for $3,700?
Because
if you weren't looking to make a profit from her, why are you suing her for thousands more than what you actually paid for it?
Because I thought she was going to be up to her word and she's going to pay me the money that she's going to just because I was doing her a favor. I was stepping out of my way where I could have flipped.
Would you just answer my question? Try to be clear. You see how clear I was?
Because I had another offer for it.
Because you had another offer?
Correct.
Well, you do understand that that's not a lawsuit because somebody offered you more money later if you had already contracted with her and closed that deal. It doesn't make any difference what somebody else offered you. You do understand that. Mm-hmm. And what kind of a car was it?
It was a 1976 Cadillac Coupe de Ville with 130,000 miles on it, one owner, was garaged for 20 years.
Great. And how much are you going to be able to prove to me that you paid for the car? That requires a number.
$2,000.
Show me where you took out $2,000 from a bank.
I don't have that.
She said you didn't pay anywhere near $2,000. Our books don't even go back that far. $2,000 for a car that's 35 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Never happened. How much did you pay for the car, sir?
It was posted for $2,000.
I didn't ask what it was posted for, sir. I asked you what?
$1,500. I bargained the guy down $500.
You know I'm having difficulty with you right from the start. I was sympathetic. Actually, I read your papers and I was sympathetic to you. But when somebody lies to a judge once, mm-hmm. everything else that they say becomes suspect. You understand that?
I do.
That's why so far we're not getting along well, sir.
Okay, I paid $1,500 for the car, and I put about $1,000 into it.
Show me.
I went and bought my own radiator just because my mechanic couldn't find one.
Show me.
I don't have that.
I can't help you.
But over there, it does say that he did install a radiator.
Okay, I don't know how much you paid for it, sir, and I don't believe anything you tell me.
The radiator is not too much. It's $150 to $200.
I don't believe anything that you say. What is wrong with you?
Do you think they hand out free radiators?
No,
nowadays?
But $150 is not $200. And if you pay $150, you don't say to a judge, I paid $150, $200. You say, this is what I paid. Here's my receipt.
I understand. That's lack of my fault.
And you don't say I paid $2,000 when you only paid $1,500. And you don't sue up for $3,700. I mean, you throw around these numbers as if they're meaningless, sir. And so courts become suspect. Okay. He handed you the car. You don't know him. I mean, you're not intimate with him. He's not your boyfriend. He's not your fiancé. He wanted to help you, right?
No, that's incorrect. We met through a group of friends, and we started having feelings for each other. And he had told me that he wanted to help me by buying this car. So we were intimate.
So after he told you he wanted to buy you a car, you were intimate?
No, we were intimate before. I had known him for months before he bought me the car. Oh.
So then he bought you the car, he gave you the car, right?
Correct.
Okay, and you say it was a gift, so it was your car.
Right.
Right, and then you lost the car.
I had the car towed.
Who was the first person you called when you had the car towed?
I called Reza to let him know.
Called him? Why did you call him?
Because he is the one who purchased the car.
But it was your car. What did you call him for?
Because he had given me the car. He also had keys to the car. When we went to the DMV to have the car registered, both of our names were going to be put on it. And so I wanted to let him know the car, because we were still friends.
And what did he say when you called him?
He said, I don't have time for this right now, and he hung up the phone.
Just a second. So it wasn't your friend anymore. He wasn't your friend anymore after you got the car. How long?
No, he was my friend after I got the car.
Well, a friend usually doesn't say to you, I don't have time for this, and hang up the phone.
Right. A friend doesn't also usually call you names and yell at you.
When did he call you names and yell at you?
When he was upset about the car breaking down, he would call me stupid.
And you thought that this was a wonderful gift from a friend who you were intimate with and who had feelings for you and you had feelings for?
I had decided that I shouldn't have feelings for him anymore.
Was that before or after the car got towed? Don't think about how...
Actually, we stopped talking to each other after the car broke down.
I didn't ask your car broke down. I asked you after you had it towed.
Mm-hmm.
Towed. Did you stop having feelings before or after the car got towed?
Before.
So at the time you called him and said, by the way, the car's not here anymore, it's towed, you weren't friends anymore.
We weren't intimate anymore.
You weren't. Well, he must not have been happy about that. So you said your car's been towed. Then he hung up. Then what happened?
Like, a few days after that, he would call me and tell me, find out where the car was towed to.
Okay, just a second. So he called you and said, find out where the car is towed to. And what did you do?
I called AAA to ask them the address of where it was towed to.
And?
And they told me the address, and I texted it to Reza.
And?
And him and his friend went up there to see the car. He called me and said...
Why would he go up there to see the car if it was your car?
Because he had bought it.
So what? If you buy somebody a gift and you give it to them, it's not their property anymore. It belongs to you. So why would you give him the address of where the car was? It was your car.
Right. I understand, I think. Mm. I'm sorry. He gave me the car.
Actually, it's not... Raza, is that your name?
It's Reza.
Reza, it's not that I don't care about this case. It's that I really don't care about this case.
It's not your problem.
She doesn't understand.
I do
anything.
Understand.
She's not following me, and we're not making a connection here. You, on the other hand, I don't believe. I don't believe how much you paid for the car. You don't have a receipt. I just don't believe your whole story. It's not coming through to me. So I wouldn't even know if I wanted to make an award in your favor and enter a judgment for you in the amount of what you paid for the car, because that's actually what you said to me. What you said to me was, after I got down to it and peeled away your fibs, I didn't want to make a profit off of her. I just wanted her to, you know, give me what I spent for the car. But I don't know how much you spent for the car, because so far I've gotten several different prices from you. So it's hard for me to even come to a number, which I actually would have done. Because I don't think she would have called you and been cooperative if she didn't owe you something for the car.
May I say something?
What?
I wanted to call him and let him know because I understood that, like, he gave me the car, but to my understanding, it was still both of our cars. After I didn't have any more feelings for him, he wanted the car back. I mean, he was my friend. He bought me a car. I wanted to let him know what was going on.
Next time, keep better records.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I don't want to see what the value of the car is, sir. I want to see what you paid for it. And so far, you've given me lots of different numbers. So I don't know which one to pick.
And later today,
How many ladies did you find at the bar?
Two.
And how many hours or days did the two young ladies stay in the house?
When we hired them, we had them over for about 5 hours, and then the next day they came back and made us breakfast.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Reza Sadegzadeh says former friend Nicole Porter owes for a Cadillac that she damaged and then had towed. Nicole claims she owned the vehicle, so she owes Reza nothing.
Now, I can't help you because I don't believe you. I wouldn't know how much to award you for that car.
Did you want to see the police report after it was... There's a value of a car.
No. I don't want to see what the value of the car is, sir. I want to see what you paid for it. And so far, you've given me lots of different numbers. So I don't know which one to pick. $1,500, $2,000, $3,700. I don't know which one to pick. So I can't help you.
It's my first time doing small claims. You live in
there. He told me you bought the car for under a grand.
Good. So then what I'm going to do, sir, is I'm going to be very, very good to you. I'm dismissing your case without prejudice. Go to small claims court.
Thank you.
That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Have a good heart. I'm still willing to be his friend. I just think it's a little bit ridiculous that he's trying to get $3,000 from me.
I'm just mad at myself.
I think he's upset because I stopped having feelings for him.
Didn't come prepared.
And I think he's upset that he wanted to get me a nice car and it was just really a piece of that broke down 3 weeks later.
She ignored my calls after she totaled the car.
I think his feelings might be a little bit hurt because I chose not to be with someone who doesn't have very good morals.
No comment.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Dunlap versus Berry. Step forward.
Vacation rentals manager Amy Dunlap is suing former client Andrew Berry for the cost to repair a rental property that was damaged during a wild weekend.
Miss Dunlap, you rented a vacation home that you own?
I manage.
You manage?
Yes.
How long have you managed the property for him?
For approximately 3 years.
Are they long-term rentals or short-term
rentals? They're short-term rentals, vacation rentals.
A week, weekend? What's the shortest?
It varies. In this case, it was 3 days.
And how many people were supposed to be in the house?
There was supposed to be 10 people.
Okay, so you knew that over a three-day period, 10 people were going to have parties, they were going to enjoy. This is in a vacation area?
It is in a small town called Manzanita. It's sort of the Carmel of the Oregon coast. It's the North Oregon coast. It's a very quiet town. It doesn't really cater to party people like what happened.
Mr. Berry, who were you renting this house with, sir?
I was renting it with a group of friends, Your Honor.
Single friends?
No, all sorts. Single, married.
How many married couples there?
Not married couples. It was all gentlemen that went out.
For what?
We were doing a recreational retreat. Manzanita's got loads of kite surfing, surfing, golfing.
And did you know anyone else who was renting in that area?
Yeah, there was another group of six people next door to us.
Men or women?
Men.
During the course of the 3 days that you were there at the house, were there ever any women in the house?
There were.
And where did you find the ladies?
At the bar.
How many ladies did you find at the bar?
Two.
And how many men were home with the two ladies that you found at the bar?
They all would have been there.
Including the six men from the other house?
They would have been in and out, but yes.
And how many hours or days did the two young ladies that you met at the bar stay in the house?
They never stayed in the house.
When I say stayed, they were at the house.
At the house, yeah. They never stayed
over. Were they there for an hour, 2 hours, 5 hours?
Say on the Saturday night when we hired them, we had them over for about 5 hours. And then the next day they came back and made us breakfast.
You hired them for 5 hours to do what on Saturday night?
To come over and see the house. And they were going to...
Did you think this was going to be easy, Mr. Berry?
Easy.
Easy, as opposed to hard, easy.
Oh, no, no. I figured this would be
so
difficult.
So you hired these two young ladies that you met at a bar to come over and partake in your entertainment for 5 hours on Saturday night. And then you hired the same two people who were your entertainment for Saturday night to come over and make breakfast and clean up on Sunday.
Yeah, we didn't hire them for entertainment. They actually just came back for 5 hours with us that night to party. And then the next day they came back and they were paid to clean and cook breakfast. And they actually cooked dinner the night before. So, And they weren't young ladies.
This is what the case is about. You say that he left the house in a trashed state. you want him to pay to clean it up. Let me see the pictures.
There's before pictures and after pictures.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Do you people live in a pig pen? No. Do you people live in a pigsty? That's a pigsty. That's a pigsty. Ugh.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Vacation rentals manager Amy Dunlap claims former client Andrew Berry and his friends trashed a rental property.
Okay. Ms. Dunlap, how much did Mr. Berry pay for the 3 days?
He paid a total of $3,983.44. So you know it was a luxurious house. It was a very nice home.
It's a lovely home. Could you tell me, please, how much of a security deposit that included?
We require a $50 security deposit. It's in our contract. It covers unintentional damage.
Okay. So there was really no security deposit.
Right.
To speak of.
We don't typically need one.
Well, you're right. It is a beautiful house. We're going to show these pictures to Mr. Berry. Could you show these to Mr. Berry, please?
Thank you.
That fairly and accurately represent the house as you saw it when you and your friends first moved in?
Yes.
Great. Okay. Is this last picture that you're showing me? What is this?
Throw up. Throw up on the floor. There was throw up on the furniture, on the floor, in the hot tub, everywhere.
Would you show this to the defendant, please? Were you there that weekend?
Yes, I was there.
Stand. Did your wife know that you had some bar girls entertaining on Saturday night?
Yes, she does.
Oh, yeah. Well, if she doesn't, she knows now. What about you?
Yes, I was there.
I mean, do you people live in a pig pen?
No.
Do you people
nope.
live in a pigsty? That's a pigsty. That's a pigsty. Ugh.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I think what you're suing them for is, as far as I'm concerned, based upon the fact that Mr. Berry acknowledges that this is what your home looked like when they rented it, and that's what it looked like when the 10 of them left. I think what you're suing them for is minimal.
Well, Your Honor, I really think that some of these pictures are all just towels.
Pick them up yourself. Pick them up yourself. Pick up your own toilet paper. Pick up your own towels. Pick up your own vomit. Pick up your own glasses. Put the walls back together again the way they were when you found them.
We paid for a cleaning service.
You're a pig.
Well,
that's what pigs do.
Regardless of that, I think there's a $50 damaged waiver that we paid that covers up to $1,500.
Sir, that is intentional damage. The damage waiver is for things, you know, in the event maybe a glass is broken or something happens and there's a scratch someplace. That's the work of 10 pigs who don't give a rat's behind about somebody else's property. And not only that, but, you know, I would say, well, if you rented a place to high school kids who were having their prom and they acted like pigs, you get what you deserve. But she's renting this place to three grown-up men who acted like pigs with their bar helpers, judging for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,700. That's all. Out. Goodbye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. They rolled past the warning signs.
I noticed one jumping off the sign, onto the ramp, off to the other table, onto the other table. But by the time I could get down there, Ding and Dong ran away.
Judge Judy.
She had said she wasn't happy with it, and we pointed to the $50 damage waiver, which doesn't matter if we're pigs or anything. It covers up to $1,500 worth of damages.
It was a $50 damage waiver, and it covers unintentional damage. It clearly states that.
Regardless if I'm a pig or not, it doesn't matter.
We take really good care of our houses. We don't tolerate parties. We don't rent to parties.
There was some partying, but I mean, a lot of the pictures that she showed were dirty towels and things like that.
We don't get those kind of people in our town. We just don't.
The ladies that we hired to come in, please tell my girlfriend this, we're only there to clean.
Cleaning, I don't know.
They were elderly women.
I don't know what they were there for, but I had heard that there were other women at the house.
Boys will be boys, right?
They were definitely boys being boys. They were not men. They were boys.